Okay, Gary, so tell us about the timetable with these wars.
Okay. Well, again, the secret behind 2012 is that it's going to happen on Saturday instead of Friday. So it's going to be worse for us. Now, it's not just the wars. I mean, we've already got global warming. There's a lot of things happening. But going back to the war, now the Hopi elders say the United States will be destroyed, land and people, by atomic bombs and radioactivity. You know, you talked about walking off a cliff or jumping off a cliff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the United States will be destroyed. I mean, that's a pretty severe prophecy.
It's a horrible prophecy.
It's a horrible prophecy. Now, if you look at Casey, he had 14,306 readings while in a trance-like state, and he says the earth will be broken up in the western portion of America. Well, obviously that's an earthquake. The upper portion of Europe will be changed as in a twinkling of an eye. That sounds like a nuclear explosion. I mean, well, I'm not sure what else that could be unless the poles shift or it's hit by a meteor.
I was going to say an asteroid hit or something.
Exactly,
like that.
Exactly. Land will appear off the east coast of Africa. There will be a shifting of the poles, and we already know that's happening. Casey says, watch New York, Connecticut, and the like. Many portions of the east coast will be disturbed. Now, that could be floods. Los Angeles, San Francisco, most all of these will be among those that will be destroyed before New York. The southern portions of Carolina, Georgia, these will disappear. I don't know how whole portions of the United States could disappear, but shortly after that, it may be a hint because Casey says the waters of the Great Lakes will empty into the Gulf of Mexico. Now, that may be a pole shift. We may be hit by a meteor or something serious. You know, our Earth's crust is not, I mean, it is solid, but the inner part of the Earth is not. So we could actually shift the crust, and that has happened before because they have found plant matter frozen in the North and South Poles, and it was sudden. It was not because the plant matter was not destroyed. It was more frozen. That it shows that there's been a huge and drastic and immediate pole shift. So that could happen again, and that could happen because of the great alignment with the Milky Way, the center of the universe, the dark rift.
It sounds like the planet's going to crack or something, doesn't it?
Absolutely. There's going to be earthquakes. Now, I mean, most people don't realize this. They go to Yellowstone, but Yellowstone sits atop a volcanic cauldron.
And it is beginning to swell.
Exactly. Parts of the park are rising at a rate never before seen. It is basically a super volcano.
They say if that goes, and it goes every 640,000 years, and we're overdue.
Absolutely.
That the ash alone could be 5 feet deep. All over this country.
And beyond that, if it's a super volcano, it could fill our skies and cause our sun to... we can't see the sun. We will not get sunlight. And what happens if we don't have sunlight?
Oh, it's a planet killer if it happens.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The people that will survive are the people that are in the government that are already preparing for this. They have vaults of seeds. It's like Noah's Ark except with seeds. They've mm-hmm. already... They've already put that in.
Which is smart. That's smart.
Yeah,
smart
business. I mean, it is. But what does that mean? It means that they are looking at catastrophe, and they know it. But they are not going to tell us because there's nothing we can do about it.
Well, see, that's the $64,000 question, Gary, because some people do theorize that they know it and that they're mm-hmm. doing it because they know it. And then there's another camp out there that says it's safe business. You know, they're mm-hmm. doing it in case there is a calamity that is unexpected.
Well,
who do you believe?
Well, either or could be a possibility. But if you look at all the prophecy, it's all centered around this time. These are the end times. This is Armageddon. This is whatever you want to call it, because it all aligns. Now, if you look at Hopi prophecy, they have 9 signs. The first sign is the coming of the white-skinned men who struck their enemies with thunder, guns.
Guns. That's been done.
Yeah. Second sign, our lands will see the coming of spinning wheels filled with voices, covered wagons.
That's been done.
The third sign, a strange beast like a buffalo but with great long horns will overrun the land in large numbers, longhorn cattle.
Steer, yeah.
The land will be crossed, this is number 4, the land will be crossed by snakes of iron. Railroad tracks.
Railroad tracks.
The fifth sign, the land shall be crisscrossed by a giant spider's web. Now, I immediately thought of the internet, but really it's power lines and telephone lines.
Good point.
The sixth sign, the land shall be crisscrossed with rivers of stone. Well, highways. And these rivers of stone make pictures in the sun. Well, have you ever seen a hot day and you're driving and you
see
something?
Yeah, that little wave look.
Yeah,
the mirage.
Yeah, exactly. And the seventh sign, you will hear of the sea turning black, and many living things will die because of it.
Well, that's happening now, too.
We just had a major Gulf oil spill. I mean, the major Gulf oil spill, and everything died practically there. I mean, we have dead pockets in the oceans where life cannot exist, and part of it's because of the oil spills. Now, the eighth sign. You will see many youth who wear their hair long. Well, we're really talking about the 1960s and the hippies. So the eighth signs, they've been around for a while. Now the ninth and last sign, you will hear of a dwelling place in the heavens above the earth that shall fall with a great crash. It will appear as a blue star. Very soon after this, the ceremonies of the Hopi people will cease. Now, let's look at this. The dwelling place in the heavens, I mean, what could that be? Well, how about a space station? And it will appear as a blue star. Well, that's actually as it's reentering our atmosphere, it's burning up, and they don't burn up all the way. So it hit the Pacific Ocean. The Russian Mir space station landed in the Pacific Ocean on March 23rd, 2001.
So you're saying that the final prophecy was the space station Mir?
That's a possibility. Now, It may be another space station because apparently there's another one that's going to be coming down, and they're worried about where it's going to land. And I don't remember
the name of that one. What if something happens to the ISS, the International Space Station?
Exactly. But one has already come down, and which one is more famous than the Mir? I mean, the Russian Mir, everybody's heard of that.
Well, Skylab we brought down, remember?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true, too. And it could have been the Skylab. So then, any way you look at it, the ninth and the final sign has already happened.
All right, once the signs occur, assuming they all have, what does that mean?
Well, it means that we're facing the end times, and we are in the end times right now. Now, there's a positive side to that, because with the increased radiation or the gamma ray burst that may hit us, that may emanate out of the black hole, is going to really play havoc on the electrical grid system of the United States. That's not the positive side. I'm still haven't got to the positive side yet. But if our electrical grids go down, I mean, they're already in sad shape. And if they go down, they're going to be down for years and years and years. Now, imagine no electricity in New York for 5 years, or San Francisco, or Milwaukee.
I don't want to imagine that. That's devastating.
Right, exactly. But now on the spiritual side, the gamma ray bursts or the solar flares, and by the way, 2012 is the solar flares happen in cycles, and 2012 is the height of this cycle. So we have that to look at as well. So now and then we got global warming, and everything's warming up, and so really things are heating up. And if you think about it, things are heating up because we're transitioning to the next dimension, which is basically the law of correspondence. What is true above is true below. And when I say above, I'm talking about the heavens and the dimensions. And so, you know, we're speeding up, we're heating up, and so there's going to be a lot more radiation. Now, the positive side, if this is a positive side, is that this radiation may affect the physical body in a positive way. Besides the burning and all the stuff that goes with radiation, it may affect the endocrine system, which is energetically tied to our chakras, more so the pineal gland, which is considered to be the gateway to higher levels of consciousness, may become increasingly active or activated. If I'm correct about this, there will be a heightened level of psychic phenomenon and an increase in the body's vibrational rate, which corresponds to the increase in the vibrational rate of the soul. Again, we're going from the fourth dimension to the fifth dimension, so our soul and our body has to vibrate consistent with the fifth dimension. And so this is called Kundalini rising.